October 30, 1899. Threat of chastisements for Rome. This morning, my benign Jesus came all afflicted, and the first words he spoke to me were, "Poor Rome, how you will be destroyed! In looking at you, I cry over you." And he was saying this with such tenderness as to arouse compassion. But I could not understand whether it was only about the people or also the buildings. Since I had the obedience not to conform to justice but to pray, I said to him, "My beloved Jesus, when it is about chastisements, one must no longer argue but only pray." And so I began to pray, to kiss his wounds, and to make acts of reparation. And while I was doing this, every now and then he would say to me, "My daughter, do not use violence on me. By doing this, you want to use violence on me by force. So calm yourself." And I, "Lord, it is obedience that wants it so. I'm not the one who does this." He added, "The river of iniquities is so great as to reach the point of preventing the redemption of souls. And prayer alone, and these wounds of mine, can prevent this raging river from absorbing them all into itself."